Hey, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we are. We are finishing up a book of the Bible. We are finishing up the Gospel of Luke. Going through the New Testament, one chapter a day, Monday through Friday, trying to keep it 10 to 12 minutes and working through. So here we are, finishing up the Gospel of Luke. This is pretty exciting. We see two things here, the resurrection from the dead, and that the entirety of Scripture, all of Scripture, points to Jesus. All of it. So, chapter 24, Jesus has been crucified. 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, that would have been Sunday, which is why the Christian people today celebrate Sunday as a day of worship, because that's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. So, whole new beginning, right? Sunday, first day of the week. Very early in the morning, because they wanted to get there, see what in the world was going on. The woman took spices they had prepared and they went to the tomb. Why do they have the spices? They're going to prepare the body for burial. They're going to put spices on him. You know, we have these embalming processes, these things we do. And they would put spices. Why? Well, one of the things to keep the body from smelling as it begins to decay. So their assumption is Jesus' body is beginning to decay because he's dead. Well, they found the stone rolled from the tomb that was put there, that was supposed to be there for a guard to make sure that nothing happened to the tomb, but it's gone. It's rolled away. When they entered the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't there. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. Who are these men gleaming, standing beside them? Well, they're angels. Angels. Beings from the spiritual realm manifesting in physical flesh here, or at least the appearance of physical flesh. We're not told which one it is. In their fright, they're scared to death. The women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners." Well, that happened. Into the hands of the religious leaders and into the hands of the Gentiles. And that he would be crucified, which he was. He died a criminal's death. And on the third day, he would be raised again. Well, that's the heart of the gospel, that Jesus rose from the dead. Certainly the gospel is that he died for our sins, but he rose from the dead. And then they remembered his words. So kind of interesting, they don't really remember his words until after the experience and then somebody explaining the experience to them. When they came back from the tomb, they told all of these things to the 11 and the others. Why the 11? I thought there's 12. Right, Judas went and killed himself. Remember that? He betrayed Jesus for the 30 pieces of silver, just like it was prophesied in the book of Zechariah. And he went out and hung himself. Overcome, overwhelmed. Verse 10, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told the apostles. So they went back and told the 11 that the angel had told them that Jesus was risen from the dead. But they didn't believe the woman. They didn't believe it. Even though Jesus had said it before, they didn't believe it. So this is important for us to watch the progress of what happens to these guys. They simply don't believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. Their words seem to them like nonsense. Well, I guess we might feel the same way if somebody came back and went to a funeral and came back and said, you know, the person wasn't there, they had risen from the dead. And you'd think it was crazy. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Let's see if it's true himself. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. So he's going from simply not believing to wondering what in the world is going on. This is the process that happens with a lot of people in coming to Christ. They go from not believing and being hostile to wondering, well, what in the world is going on? Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. These guys walk a lot. That's all there is to it. They just walk a lot. And they were talking with each other about everything that happened. I'm sure that's probably the only type of conversation they're having is about what's recently happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked alongside of him, but they were kept from recognizing. It says they were kept from recognizing him, so it must be something going on, maybe something sort of supernatural here that's causing them to not recognize Jesus, even though he's walking alongside of him. He's risen from the dead. And he asked, "What are you discussing as you're walking along here?" And they stood still, their faces were downcast. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem that doesn't know about the things that have happened in these days? What, are you the only one that doesn't know? Everybody knows what happened in Jerusalem. They crucified Jesus." It's amazing that the entire city, everybody there, this was the talk of the town. You know, that Jesus was crucified, and who was he, and what was going on? And Jesus said, "What things?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet. He was powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. His words were amazing. He did miracles. He healed the blind. He gave hearing back to the deaf. He gave the lame the ability to walk. He calmed storms. And man, when he talked, wow." Well, the chief priests and our rulers, yeah, blaming it on the leaders now, right? So this is pretty common. "And our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him." Our leaders did this. Our religious leaders did this. "But we had hoped that he was the one that was going to redeem Israel. We had hoped that he was the one that was going to make this a political kingdom again. We were the one who thought he was going to make Israel great again. We thought he was the one that was going to build back Israel again, build it back greater. Well, he died. We had hoped he was the one. We hoped he was the king. He could have been the king. And what is more, it's 3 days since all of this took place, 3 days ago. Kind of sealed, kind of doomed. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and they told us that they had seen a vision of angels and who said he was still alive. Well, did they say it was angels or did they say it was a vision of angels? I don't know if something's going on with the interpretation of here or how they interpreted it or how they heard it. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman said, but they didn't see Jesus. Peter ran and saw it, but he didn't see Jesus. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, how slow to believe what the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into glory?'" Watch this, verse 27. "And beginning with Moses," the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, "beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scripture concerning himself." All of the scriptures pointed to Jesus. All of the prophecies pointed to Jesus. All of the types, all of the pictures, all of the history, all pointed to Jesus. "And as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly the evening, the day is over.' So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and began to give it to them. And their eyes were open. And they recognized him and he disappeared from his sight. And they asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning while he talked with us on the road and opened up the scriptures?'" Wow. Jesus teaching the word of God about himself. You know, the psalmist prayed, "Open my eyes that I might see glorious things in your word." So, Lord, open our eyes that we might see glorious things here in the scriptures, that you might open our eyes to see things we've never seen before. They got up, they returned at once to Jerusalem. They found the 11, those with them assembled together. And they said, "It's true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." And then the two told what had happened on the way. And when Jesus was recognized them, and how Jesus recognized them and broke bread with them. Wow. Going down a little further, Jesus appears to the disciples while they were still talking about this. Jesus himself stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened. They thought it was a ghost. And he said, "Why are you troubled? Why did doubts arise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It's I. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, as you see. Risen from the dead. Bodily resurrection." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still didn't believe it because of joy and amazement, He asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it in their presence. And then he said this to them, "This is what I told you when I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled, what is written about me in the law of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, the minor prophets, and the Psalms, the 150 Psalms. And then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And he told them this. This is what's written. The Messiah will suffer, rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Beginning in Jerusalem. You're witnesses. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit will come on you." When he led them out of the vicinity to Bethany, he lifted up his hands, he blessed them, and while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken into the heavens. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually in the temple, praising God. And then you get to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, where Jesus, having ascended into heaven, pours out the Holy Spirit. Pours out the Holy Spirit, and the church is born. Wow, the risen Jesus, opening our eyes to see glorious things in his word, opening our eyes to see who he is. Oh, Lord Jesus, open our eyes that we might see glorious things in your word. Jesus, 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 there's no other name under heaven by which people must be saved. Hey, Bible and Daily Life, find us on Spotify, find us on iTunes, find us on BibleandDailyLife.com, find us on Facebook, The Bible and Daily Life. Bless you guys.